This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. House Democrats are set to launch a major new phase of their impeachment probe of President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
After weeks of closed depositions, public hearings will start next week, with House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff saying the American people will get to gauge for themselves the credibility of the witnesses and testimony.
But also to learn firsthand about the facts of the president's misconduct.
Schiff says the most important facts are largely not contested. GOP Congressman Jim Jordan agrees, kind of.
The facts have never changed. They will never change.
Insisting there was no quid pro quo with Ukraine over military aid. Three State Department officials who testified in private will appear publicly next week. William Taylor and Marie Ivanovich, who both served as the top American diplomat in Ukraine, and career Department official George Kent. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A complaint unsealed in U.S. District Court in San Francisco alleges the Saudi government recruited employees at Twitter to look up private data on thousands of Twitter accounts. Reuters' Chris Dingham.
The Washington Post, citing court papers, reported that one of those implicated in the scheme is an associate of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who U.S. intelligence officials concluded likely ordered the assassination of journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey, last year. According to the complaint, one of the former Twitter employees repeatedly accessed the account of a prominent critic of the Saudi royal family in early 2015 and was able to view the email address and telephone number associated with that account. He also accessed the account of a second Saudi critic to get information that, quote, could have been used to identify and locate the Twitter users. The Justice Department said that former Twitter employee is under arrest in Seattle, Washington, while the other two charged in the case are in Saudi Arabia.